Thanks for joining me, Mr. Errol Reese, co-host of The Sports Shop on Buzz Sports Radio. Errol, let's start off with the background of your journey. I've been blessed to have known you for almost 7 years now, and you've been a supporter of my sport business work here at Keenan Flagler, and I've always been impressed with not only your technical business knowledge, but your willingness to help young people and to promote charitable causes. Tell us where it all started and if you ever saw yourself as a radio host.
Well, first of all, seriously, it's an honor to be on with you. I always love supporting you in anything that you do, and we'll continue to do that. It's interesting. I never actually ever saw myself as a radio host of some sort. As a kid, I always played around in front of the mirror talking like Howard Coach Sal and stuff like that, you know, trying to mimic him because I love sports. But I never thought about actually doing it as a means of making a living. But high school, I played sports, and then again, of course, went to college and played sports, and moved here to the Rotterdam area.
Now don't be so humble. Don't be so humble. Tell us about the sport career. Now, you're not just the average athlete.
I was lucky enough to go to play at Alabama A&M as an undergrad football. Played wide receiver. And just a reference point, I talked to a colleague of mine on yesterday, the other day, John Starward, who's a mentor of mine. He went to that school, too. We both played the same position. The only thing we have in common is that we're both in the Sports Hall of Fame at Alabama A&M.
That's awesome.
About it. It stops from there. But, no, I was able to play for 4 years there and graduated and allowed me to come here. But I was always involved with sports, even when I moved here and, you know, playing different sports and rec leagues or whatever, and in sports clubs. But I always wanted to get involved. So, of course, after going to grad school in Carolina, meeting a lot of people over there, established good relationships with some people. Jerry Stackhouse and I became very good friends. And we started Summer League. And then after the Summer League started, it was a hype kind of league, very, very popular league in this area. And it kind of bridged from that to getting into radio, because I was the interface, the sports communication media guy for the league. I met some people in radio. They asked me to come on that show. I won that show. I guess we hit a home run. I invited some guys to join me later. And that's where it all started. So it happened kind of like by accident, but I was always prepared, Debbie. I was already ready to go. Even if the phone ever rung, I was ready to go.
Well, that's a great story. Did you have any particular teachers or mentors that influenced your career? You mentioned Stallworth, great NFL player with the Steelers.
Well, my mom's a teacher, and she's 79 years old. She's still teaching, by the way. She's actually going in doing some substitute work. My mom, but John Stallworth was a good one. A guy by the name of Harry Lyles, who's a radio consultant, he always told me 20 years ago, he said, you know what, man? It's all about the connection. You know this, Deb. It's all about the relationships you have with people to be able to get guests. And if you can put two sentences together, you probably could be okay. And he started me on my way and kind of got me some coaching and some help. So he was and still is a big influence on what I'm trying to do right now.
That's great. How about tell us a little bit more about the Sports Shop show and how this unique medium really was born. How did it get going?
It's interesting. Like I said, you know, one day, Layla asked me to come host a show, a talk show that she had on a very, very small AM station, okay? And because her current guy had a heart attack, which is, but he's okay now. But I took over, went there, and to be honest with you, I had never done it before, but I always listened to Sports Talk radio shows. So I just said that, hey, why don't I just do what they do? Right? So I was kind of getting character mode. And I did the show. She asked me to come back. It's funny. I had Rashi Wallace, Phil Ford, Charles Bach on my first show. And she's like, wow, can you do that again? So I did it the next week. And then she gave me my own show later. I invited K-Matt, Jeremy, then Bill Murphy. And we started it. Then went out of business. The station stood shut down. So we was kind of in dormant mode then. Didn't have anything to do. And was excited about what we were doing. So I approached Jim Goodman, Capital Broadcasting, asked him to see could we demo a show to give some more flavor to an urban, you know, if you will, to to their family broad stations over there.
Yes.
We did it, and we hit a home run, and then that was 5 years ago, and
wow.
We're still rocking and rolling right now. Yeah.
Can't believe it's been 5 years ago, but certainly it is one of the most enjoyable morning shows to listen to. Your brand of straightforward directness with the humor mixed in certainly can keep the drivers awake and wake people up in the morning. So that's awesome.
Well, it's funny you said that, because, 5 years, we was on weekends for 3 years, three and a half years. Yeah, weekdays from 10 to 12, then our ratings were doing pretty decent, so they decided to try us out in the morning drive. And even today, then that was almost a year ago, even today, we're probably the only African-American-hosted sports talk show doing morning drive, if you will, anywhere in the country, and we're proud of that.
And I am, too, and I salute you for that. Now, that's one side
Thank
of you. But let me ask about your background with technology. What are you doing as an entrepreneur in this space?
Well, that's good. Of course, when I left college, undergrad, I was a computer science major, worked for IBM for 14 years, always had the bug. And in between, I went to business school in Carolina. I always had that bug about really wanting to run my own thing. So right now in my space, I'm a software guy. I always been a software guy from I guess, when I was like, I don't know, early ages. I always was curious how things work and how you make things change directions and all. So right now I'm focused on the software, primarily in the AI, the artificial intelligence space, where things, if you look at Google and you look at Alexa and things of that nature, there are devices that are being driven by, that are smart enough, has enough software that's smart enough to learn on its own. And there are a lot of technology. There's a lot of space out there from an opportunity perspective to write software and create, if you will, products that the devices and if you will, products learn on their own and somewhat at some point takes the place of humans, if you will, and robotics comes a big play in there as well. So I've always been interested in that, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Well, that's a good place to take a break. Certainly always looking for opportunities. That's a great message for young people. So let's take a break here, and we'll be right back to discuss more with Errol Reese, Tar Heel alum and co-host of the Sports Shop on Buzz Sports Radio. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Strowman. We're back with Errol Reese. Errol, so you told us a little bit about your background, what's going on as a media personality. Can you talk more about you as a radio personality? What do you enjoy most about hosting your show?
I think you even said it earlier. It's we be the way we are. We are not journalists by any stretch of the imagination. It was created based on the barbershop concept, the beauty shop concept, the mechanic shop concept, the cigar shop concept, where you have a variety of people with degrees, with no degrees, with GEDs. But everybody can come and have a conversation centered around something that we all love and have passion for is sports. And that's the impetus of starting the show. And if you listen to the show and you are an outstanding contributor to the show, now your piece is a little different. We have to open the books up when you come on. But outside of when you come on, we just go free form and we try to create an environment where we create a passion, try to speak and have a voice for people just like, John Doe and people like myself, or some people even that has no connection at all with our team, but just want to talk sports, and that's what we try to do each and every morning from 6 to 9.
Well, I appreciate that opportunity, but I'll tell you guys take me out of that academic mode quite a bit. I end up going back and forth and bantering and saying things I probably shouldn't say.
So we've done our job there, because that's how I go. We try to break the code from time to time.
Well, I know you and Phil Ford are close friends, and I find you two are quite a humorous pair together. Can you tell us if your golf game is better than his?
Absolutely not. No, you know what? It's funny. Depends on what day it is. Because sometimes, when there are really important people around, he plays a game of his life.
Wow.
and it really ticks me off. But when there's nobody, we just hang out with the fellas. He out there joking. You know Coach Ward, as we call him. He's still a coach. Once a coach, always a coach.
Yes.
You know, he's always the jokester. And that's why we get along so well. He's my daughter's godfather. I'm his son's godfather. So that's how close we are.
That's a beautiful friendship. Now let's switch gears a little bit and talk about emotions. So what moves you to tears or to laughter? I know different things can touch me in certain ways. And I know some of my friends would consider me a crybaby at times. But what moves you to tears or to laughter?
It's funny, though. You know, I'm very emotional, too. And I don't mind saying that. I got tear up in a minute. And but I think it's healthy. You know, it's interesting you said that. I think if my whole passion is to really lead this place better than I found it, and to make someone's life better, and I really mean that's really part of my DNA. So anything that I can do, where you get the level of appreciation, where somebody comes back and say, "Hey, thank you," it's not because you have given them something, but maybe because you have created an opportunity for them to better themselves. And when that happens, everything is perfect for me, and I may cry because I'm excited about what happened, and it may move me to tears because of that.
Wow, very, very powerful words you stated there. With that being said about giving advice and being grateful and thankful, I work with a lot of students who are interested in starting their own businesses, have super ideas. And you've been out there, you know, and you've worked in different types of industries. So what advice would you give young people interested in going out on their own or being an entrepreneur, even having just the entrepreneurial mindset as they work with a company or major corporation?
Well, first of all, I tell them to know Debbie, Dr. Strowman, learn everything about what she does. So let me tell you why. And you know this as well as I do. You're the master of this. You do this so well. Networking is extremely important. I said my net worth is my network.
Yes.
And I mean that by this. But everything that I've done, even getting a radio show, because I knew I was on a board somewhere and I got connected to the people at Capital Broadcasting, or my ability to be successful at IBM, my ability to be successful as an entrepreneur, you got to know somebody to get to the point where you need to get to. But then when you get there, you got to show up and show out. You got to know something, though. So I would say being able to connect with as many people as you can, and when you do that, have the wherewithal and the ability to deliver. And when you put those two things together, you can do anything you want to do.
Well, that's great advice. You're talking about people and quality relationships and then having the know-how once you form that relationship. Yep. That's the way to keep it. So with that being said, you know, you worked as an entrepreneur, consultant, media personality, technologist. That's very, very competitive. What drives you? What keeps you going each and every day?
Well, the first and the 15th. No, that's that's when you get back on payment. No, what I really think is what drives. This is kind of scary. I don't want to fail, though. I don't want to be. I don't want to. You know, I'm not afraid to fail. I'm not afraid to take an L because you can't win all the time. But my drive is just trying to close out, run through the tape, so to speak. I'm using all these metaphors. I apologize, but I am a sports guy. But run through the tape and don't stop until you finish. And I think that's what motivates me. And the fear of failure always creeps in the back of my mind. But that's a motivating factor for me.
That's interesting because I will oftentimes relate it to athletics as well. And you hear coaches or administrators talking about athletes and saying whether or not they have a strong fear of success or whether or not it's a fear of failure. I think both, you know, obviously are very, very powerful, whether you're talking about business or sports.
That's exactly right. I agree with you 110%.
Well, I'll tell you, looking at these competitive times with the ACC, and, you know, we used to say definitely the ACC is one of the most competitive, not always the best league, but also looking at how ACC football just had an amazing year and that competitiveness and having parity, that really helps the league. But we'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Oh, go ahead.
No, absolutely. You look at the NASA champion, it hurts when to say this, is came out of the ACC. Of course, you know I'm an Alabama Crimson Tide guy. Of course, you did great games. So I yield to the ACC because of that.
Well, thank you for that. But I know you're an ACC guy, too. But I know where your roots are.
Oh, I love ACC. I'm Carolina Tar Heels. You know that all day long.
That's right. We'll be right back with Errol Reese, UNC alum and radio personality on The Sports Shop. Listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Errol Reese, co-host of The Sports Shop on the Buzz Sports Radio. Errol, are there any sport executive leaders or people that would be surprised to know that you really greatly respect and admire?
Oh, it's funny you say that. One is my namesake, no relation. And I don't like the Giants that much, but Jerry Reese, who's the GM of the Giants, is a guy who I met once. And just how smart he is. It just blew me away. Not that, I mean, I would assume that most GMs have to have some level of intellect, but this guy, I mean, he sat down, I talked to him about 30 minutes, a good friend of mine, James Mitchell, who you know, kind of connected us together, and just hearing him, just understanding his philosophy, his approach to his job was just very much is very enlightening to me. Of course, he's an African-American guy that sits there in that position. And being in New York, that's a tough position. Anything in New York in the public sector is a tough job. But he's doing well up there.
Well, that's great for you to mention a general manager's position. I have many students who want to be GMs. And people just in general, fans, they just don't know how demanding that job is to not only develop talent, but the first step is to identify it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, GM is generally managing the team. And as successful as the team is, it falls on his shoulder. And when it goes the other way, it falls on the shoulder as well. So it's a tough position to be in. But some guys have figured it out and doing very, very well. And Jerry is definitely one of them.
If you weren't developing new contacts, covering sport news, or interviewing people, whose job outside of sports would you love to have? Don't say you want to be one of those cooking chefs.
Well, you know, I do play the piano.
Oh.
And I always look to myself as a pseudo rock star. Errol Garner, I'm named after a guy named Errol Garner, who was who's a jazz pianist. And if I could step outside what I'm doing now, I'd probably be like a jazz pianist or keyboard guy.
Well, we definitely need to talk. I started taking lessons probably about 15 years ago. I stopped, and I just think that I'm going to go ahead and get back at it. I do have a nice keyboard, but I need some help, so I might be calling you on that.
Oh, I would love to help you out. But these fellas, anything you want me to do, I'm there. So, but yeah, I tell people that, and you know, even on a show, and I'm a big fan of show tunes, and T-Mac always give me a hard time about that. But I'm a show tune buff kind of. I know that's weird, but I am.
Okay. Now, when it's all and over, when it's all over, Errol, and you're sitting in your rocking chair, watching your favorite team play, if you reflect back on your career, what do you want people to remember you for?
That he was a kind guy. He was kind, and he was fair, and you could throw the other things like, well, no, he was aggressive. He was a connector. He was a networker. That's cool, but they remember me for a couple of things. He was a kind guy and he was fair. And if they could do that, then I'll sit back there and smoke my cigar and just be happy.
Well, I don't know if there's anything better than that to be remembered for. Thanks again for spending time today. Errol Reese, co-host of The Sports Shop on Buzz Sports Radio, an outstanding Tar Heel alum. If You Only Knew is sponsored by the Center of Sport Business at Keenan Flagler Business School.
And I would say this has been true to honor. I mean that very much so. And thanks for you and for all you do. You are the connector, the lady that really makes things happen a lot for us and our show. And we don't take that lightly and really appreciate you as well.
Thank you, Errol.
Take care. Bye-bye.